You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Month and a half till my wedding, Amber.
Yep.
And before then, I need to sneak in a Bucks party because I'm only doing this once,
yeah.
So I better get the whole experience.
Fully?
Yeah.
As if you wouldn't.
So I'm leaving it up to my best man. He knows who I am. We're not going to be hitting the strippers or anything like that.
It's so cliche.
It is.
Gross.
I think we'll probably go to the footy in Melbourne. And then do a bit of pub crawl. That's what I'm thinking we're doing.
Pub crawl's the bomb.
Oh, yeah. Great fun. Haven't done one since uni.
Okay.
We're all going to feel young again.
So what's
until we die
at
about 8 o'clock in the evening.
So what's the question that you're asking?
My question is in regards to the invite list. Because to keep our numbers down and affordable, we would have loved to have invited 300 people to our wedding. We just can't afford it.
It's not attainable.
So we did have to whittle it down to, we've got it down to about 100, 110. And that was pretty hard work, if I'm being very honest.
No, that's a decent sized wedding. That's
Oh, yeah.
True. Yeah.
But it's to get it down to that was, it tested us.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to know, am I allowed to invite people to my Bucks that aren't invited to the wedding?
Oh, okay.
And same deal for hens, ladies, if you've had this same dilemma, and I imagine other people have had the dilemma, I don't know the protocol because there are people who I haven't seen in years that I just couldn't justify when we're trying to keep numbers down inviting to the wedding. But those same people I would love to catch up with and have a few beers with them at the Bucks.
And I think people that aren't invited to the wedding would appreciate being invited to the Bucks or the hens. I'm totally on board.
You think it's okay?
Because I think people understand that weddings are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It's really hard to cater for that many people.
Yeah.
Location size and, you know, the amount of money spent on food and alcohol at a wedding. I think people understand that. So I think, yes, invite whoever you want to the Bucks.
Because I've asked other people and they're like, oh, frowned upon.
Oh.
Don't do that. I've been to Bucks parties here in Mildura when I wasn't invited to the wedding and I didn't expect to be invited to the wedding, but if it meant, hey, another fun person coming to the Bucks, it's going to be more fun for all of us.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
13, 12, 16, where do you stand, Sunraysia? Am I allowed to invite people to my Bucks that I'm not inviting to the wedding? Amber, planning on having a Bucks party in about a month.
Woo!
I say tentatively because I know if I say it too loud, our sales team will probably get it sponsored. They'll pick the venue for me.
As we know, with Fart Game, I'm really good at getting things sponsored these days.
But my question isn't about the location or what I should do or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's about an etiquette on whether I'm allowed to invite people to the Bucks that aren't invited to the wedding because we needed to make some pretty hard decisions with the invite list. So there's a few blokes I'd like at the Bucks that won't be at the wedding.
I say yes.
You
I
say
think
yes?
It's fine.
We hit the phones. Let's do it.
Yeah. Paul on 13, 12, 16, mate, what do you reckon? Is it okay to invite people to the Bucks that aren't going to the wedding?
Absolutely. We had a mate's wedding just recently and we've got a good mate called Perrin and every time he's around, bad things happen. Like I'm talking shots, I'm talking excessive alcohol. He's not a good friend to have around.
Okay.
But he's a great friend to have at a Bucks, I imagine.
Look, he's a great friend to have at the Bucks party. He pretty much helped organise everything. We all had a great weekend away in Melbourne. It was sick. But when it comes to the wedding, we don't want him around family, relatives, things like that. So the bride and groom actually sat him down and said, look, we want you to organise the Bucks party. We just don't want you at the wedding. Is that okay?
That's savage.
This is so much more brutal than anything I was doing. It's just like, I've got some friends that I haven't seen in quite a few years and we had to be a bit brutal with the guest list, but, you know, come along and have a beer with us. Not, mate, you are Bucks fun, you are not wedding fun.
He could kill Nan at the wedding. Like, that's why Perrin's not invited.
Or take her home.
Look, guys, I was going to say, it also doesn't help that he's slept with a few of the bridesmaids. So that's pretty much one of the reasons why it's like, look, no, stay away, just, you know, do your own kind of thing that day.
A few of the bridesmaids. Perrin, good job, mate.
Yeah, that's unreal. Is Perrin listening this morning by any chance?
I know he would be, actually. He's working with all the boys on site, so g'day, mate.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Paul, thanks for clearing that up for us, mate.
No worries, guys.
Keep them coming through. 13, 12, 16. Perrin, if you're listening, hit us up.
Do you want to come to me, Bucks, Perrin? 13, 12, 16. Are you allowed to invite someone to the Bucks that isn't invited to the wedding? Nutty or spotty at 6:40.
Oh, wow.
Love the shop. Didn't even attempt a high note. That was lazy. Okay, Amber. We got a naughty one today.
Okay.
When was our last sporty, BT Dubs?
I mean, when the Olympics were on the other day.
Even then, we barely touched on it, did we?
Mm.
Amber, naughty story. yesterday afternoon, we had a conference call with quite a few other officers, Amber.
Yeah.
And at the end of that call, you were left in charge of turning it off.
Yeah.
Hang it up. Yeah. And you nailed it, mate.
Thanks.
You went straight for it. Made sure that we could talk about all our colleagues in other towns.
I very clearly no longer wanted to be on video conference calls. I just hung it up and left.
This manager in China probably wishes he had himself an Amber who could have hung it up for him because he, after his conference call, he went, oh, thank God, that's over. Hey, come in here, into the conference room. Let's bang.
You kidding?
Conference call still on the video screen, call, and he is banging one of his colleagues.
And the boss, was he the boss or
he
just a dude?
He was the boss.
Oh, my God.
The power grid manager.
That is juicy. Imagine being one of those other offices.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Amber, because it's very conservative in China, and they have two employees sitting there just screenshotting and taking video and
as
all this sort of stuff.
As if you wouldn't.
They popped it on social media and are now being charged with spreading false rumors because they shared the footage. How is that spreading a false rumor?
Okay,
I feel the proof is right there on the screen.
I don't like putting someone else, like, online without, like, their permission.
I agree.
I'm not really into that.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd probably, like, take a photo of the TV, like, what's happening on the TV and, like, show someone superior. But I wouldn't put it on the internet without that person's knowledge.
The manager has been identified on social media and claims he's being deliberately framed and vowed to file libel lawsuits.
Okay, well, that's dumb.
Can you believe that?
Like, he did it, so.
And the icing on the cake, the suspects who are being charged, surnames are Tang and Wang. Yep. Wang's getting charged because someone banged in the conference room.
Wang banged in.
Thank you, Mang. Go on, mate. I know you're excited.
I'm so excited. Can you guess the fart song? Can you guess this song?
In a show full of ridiculous openers, that's the top one.
Thanks.
Not a compliment.
Not offended.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Amber is going to hit us with her farting rendition of a song. If you can identify it, we have got a hit prize pack. We've got a stubby holder, a couple of CDs, Bruno Mars and Illy, as well as a hit bandana. And all you need to do is identify this. This is now sponsored, Amber.
Yep.
Thanks to MAE Toilet Hire.
Yep.
Big thanks to those guys for getting on board.
Yep.
Take it away, Amberino.
Are you ready, everyone? Yeah. 13, 12, 16, when you know this song.
My God. I shudder to say this, but maybe once more, just to give people another chance, I'm only going, oh, I think I know it. If you,
attaboy.
God damn.
Should we give them a clue as well?
Sure.
I mean, we've been doing a Hit VIP promotion with one of the artists.
Yes.
What?
Heads or tails?
Hey, I was
I'm
trying
helping.
To, no, I was trying to get around that. Listen
you.
Up. Here we go.
My God, this is what radio's become. 13, 12, 16, give us a call to play along with Amber's Farty Oak.
Can you guess the fart song? Can you guess this song?
Will I weep for humanity? Jade's called through to play along with Amber's Farty Oak, thanks to MAE Toilet Hire.
Got it sponsored.
Got it sponsored.
Morning, Jade.
How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank
That's
you.
Good.
Fantastic. Amber's going to mouth fart to a song, and if you can identify it, we've got a hit prize pack for you. You ready to go?
Awesome. No worries.
Have a listen to her. Jade, do you know what song that was?
Is it TikTok by Kesha?
Oh, unfortunately, it wasn't. It's Here's what not. It was.
It's wow. Taylor Swift. Shake It Off.
I watched her while she produced that yesterday with the farting along to the song. It was hard to watch, Jade.
Some would say spectacular.
I bet it was.
Some wouldn't.
Thanks so much for calling and being a part of Fartyoki. It's the greatest game in radio history. It's now sponsored by MAE Toilets. So thanks to Robbie and the team there. And big, big thanks to you, Jade. Have a great day, doll.
Thanks, you too.
Little look behind the curtain here at Amber and Billows. Every now and then, we sprint down to the Coles Servo to get ourselves a coffee.
Yeah.
If you hear two songs back to back, it's probably what we're doing.
It's a block away.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
It.
We hustle.
We've got a spring in our step. We need coffee.
Coffee hustle.
We just saw a guy down there, and we need to do a shout-out. We need to warn this guy, because I was making a coffee at the coffee machine, and Amber just starts losing her mind laughing. She's hiding behind a shelf. I'm like, what in God's name has happened here? Have you been to the Coles servo on 15th in the last 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
If you have, then we could be talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Are you a guy in, I believe, a white ute?
Yeah.
In a blue polo that's inside out? This is a public service announcement to one person in Sunraysia in a blue polo who went to the Coles servo.
Have a check. Because I don't know this man, and I couldn't tell him, but I wish I was near him.
You really should have gone up.
The second that he found out that his shirt was inside out.
Mate. Just want to, before you get a little embarrassed when you get into work, you're going to get quite a ribbing. Your shirt's inside out, mate. Look down. Is it you? Can you see your work logo on your chest? If you can't, we're talking to you, mate.
I could see the size and the brand and the seams and the hey. It was all happening. So check your shirt, guy.
There we go. There's our public service announcement. Man of the people. Wedding's not too far away. Bucks party even sooner, Amber.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, bring it on. But I have a bit of a pickle in that I don't know whether it's appropriate to invite people to the Bucks that aren't invited to the wedding. There's some blokes that I haven't seen in quite a few years that couldn't quite make the cut to the wedding because we had to keep numbers down.
Yeah.
But I'd love to catch up with them at my Bucks while I'm in Melbourne.
I mean, I say yes.
Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16, we're going to throw it to the phones.
Yes.
Marie's on the line, babe. Is it okay to invite someone to the Bucks or Hens that isn't going to the wedding?
Of course. I think that's the whole idea of it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what I like to think. It's like a bit more of a relaxed, laid-back party, a bit more of a free-for-all. Like, you don't really mind who's at your Bucks unless they're giant duds.
That's it.
Are you married, Marie?
I am.
Did you have a hens party?
I had a hens and a kitchen tea.
Excellent.
So we had the kitchen tea with older people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. And then you got a bit wild family with the hens.
Yes, a bit like that.
Ooh, what did you do?
Girlfriend come down. We just went out, had a few drinks.
Nice. Had tea, you went to Dom's, didn't you?
Had a few more drinks and a bit more dancing.
Sounding a little bit similar to what my Bucks probably will be.
I think so.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Marie. There you go, Billows.
I think that's it. I think that's the ruling that you can invite people. We've only had people saying, sure, go for it.
I'm on board. Can I come to both?
No, you're
the wedding and the box.
You're still on the fence.
I'll go
the
to
wedding.
Carly's hens as well. I'm just inviting myself to everything.
Wow, you really are. Do you want to be up there? Do you want to be the celebrant while you're at it?
Can I?
No, you can't.
Aw.
Sad day yesterday, Amber, because the world lost one of its greatest minds in modern history.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Stephen Hawking passed away.
Yeah.
And he is responsible for a lot of the scientific breakthroughs of the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Like, he has just brought it forward, the scientific community, by leaps and bounds.
He was an outstanding man.
Yeah.
The things that... So he was diagnosed with ALS when he was 20.
Yep.
And his diagnosis was that he probably wouldn't live past the age of 25.
Yeah, that's right. And then he passed away yesterday at 76 years old. 50 years longer.
Yeah.
Like, people were baffled. This is the fact that he survived that long. Like, I was reading that if you're diagnosed this after 50, chances are you've got max 5 years left in you.
Yeah.
He lived till 76.
Also, when he was 20, medicine's advanced so much in the last 50 years.
Yep.
So, for him to live to the age of 76 is just mind-blowing. But some of his achievements, which, like, we're probably too dumb to understand.
Oh, 100%.
But we know they're pretty sick. Like, he's made some huge moves in, you know, the cosmos and science.
What I love is that, and again, I don't understand this because I'm not a science guy and my high school teachers will attest to that. He did some work on black holes and he discovered that they emit radiation, called them Hawking radiation.
Oh.
Good on you, mate. Naming stuff after yourself.
Love
your work.
That's such a Billows thing to do.
I'd be the first to do that. Like, slap my name on that one.
Oh, now, when he went to... I love that when he went to Oxford University in his younger days, he became known for and acquired a reputation for challenging authority. So he'd always call out the university professors and things like that. And at the time, they would have been like, Can you just shut your lips? And then, you know, looking forward now, it was Stephen Hawking.
So. Yeah. Here's what I'd recommend, because, like I said, I don't really understand. I'm not a science guy. But there was a movie made of his life just a few years ago. It was called The Theory of Everything. It starred Eddie Redmayne. He received an Academy Award for Best Actor for portraying Stephen Hawking because he's wonderful in it. It's a great movie. It's easy to digest. It's a palatable one.
Yeah.
And it's really, really enjoyable. And it gives you a good idea of the sort of bloke Stephen Hawking was. So I really think everyone should try to seek it out. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix or anything at this point, but it's going to be a popular one at the moment with the passing of Stephen Hawking yesterday at 76.
Yeah, a great way to remember such a magnificent life.
Yeah.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.